Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Morning, we're going to be talking about other people who run the world. But before we do, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Zimmerman demonstrations all across America. Have you noticed how a lot of the signs that they're putting up there, well printed, very well done, very neatly done? I mean, who's putting up the money to print all of these signs to hand out to the people? Why, this whole thing is coordinated, ladies and gentlemen. It's been coordinated from the very beginning. It's part of the effort to turn black against white and white against black. And so in certain areas, for instance, in Oakland, the police are just not doing anything about it. They're letting people engage in all sorts of illegal activities. And to understand that this is a standard operating procedure. Many years ago, when they had demonstrations in Seattle, Washington. Why we put together a 4-CD set called The Battle in Seattle. It's well worthwhile getting, listening to. We had people who were there who witnessed the whole thing. It was all staged. There were government agents dressed in masks and ski masks and tight, and they were out breaking windows and setting fires. They actually, most people didn't want to be involved in criminal activity. They may have been demonstrating, whipped into a frenzy by the controlled media, but then there were always the agents trying to precipitate Sunni violence. And this is a standard being used all across America. Don't you know we're being manipulated just the way they manipulated us during the Vietnam War, getting some people supporting the war and some people Sunni saying we shouldn't be over there, playing both sides against the middle. And that's exactly what this is with the Zimmerman's issue. Don't let them manipulate you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this whole thing is contrived to divide our nation. After all, divide and conquer, divide and control. That's what it's all about. Now, then who's really behind this whole thing? Well, that's what our guest this morning, John Giacomo, has written a book called Agents of Control. We think it's an important book. We're going to carry the book because we want you to understand what John is doing so very well. And he's pointing out the fact that a small group of very wealthy and powerful people working behind the scenes are controlling our society, both political parties. It's all fraudulent. We had a wonderful country, but it's been taken over by evil and wicked people, the agents of control. John, why don't you tell our listeners how you got involved in studying this and the message of your book?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. I wrote Agents of Control because it's all about control. And the more I observed life, especially since 9/11 and right before that, I realized that they want to control what we think, what we see, what we hear, what we talk about, who we worship, how we worship. And I wrote the book Agents of Control to sound the alarm about world events, supernatural happenings, and the ancient prophecies about to be fulfilled. And in the book, I wanted to make clear who was pulling the strings behind the scenes, like who's the wizard behind the scenes. And in the book, I make very clear that there's some very powerful people and agencies and groups who are actually pulling the strings. It's not Republican or Democrats, for example, in America pulling the strings. It's the globalists or the agents of control, or as you call them, the Brotherhood of Darkness, that are pulling strings behind the scenes to bring in a new world order. Control is the name of the game. In the book, I clearly state how the human race is being prepared and conditioned to become citizens of the new world order. And it's all about deception, Dr. Stan. People are being led like sheep to the slaughter. And the powers to be have been planning this scenario for many, many years, but we're nearing the end game now. So we're seeing an escalation of events and planned events, Hegelian dialectic events. They know what solution they want to bring in, so they cause different factors to go against each other to bring in a desired solution. And I believe clearly that we're nearing this end game right now, Dr. Stan.
I certainly agree, and basically everybody out there in the listening audience can actually become part of the solution by letting other people understand what's going on. Sydney, I think the dividing major event of the last 20, 30 years was certainly the attack on the World Trade Center. And Betty, all one has to do is watch Building 7 come down. Try to get your friends, your neighbors, your relatives to watch Building 7 come down. It's readily available on the Internet. And notice how the center of the roof collapses first. That's because they took out the center control, the central support, so the walls would fall in. And then they take out the base of the building. It was a controlled demolition. The whole thing, the Twin Towers, the people they killed, controlled demolition, so they could get us into a war with Iraq. Once you get people to understand the degree of evil we're up against, then they'll begin to be willing to begin reading books like John DiGiacomo's book, Agents of Control, which take you into the background of the small group of people who make mockery of our electoral process, who control both political parties and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's what it's all about. America's pushing for a world government, and behind that are powerful spiritual forces, which are certainly brought out. Now, John, basically, as you analyze this, what motivates these people who want this world government?
Well, some of them claim actually world peace motivates them. Obviously, some it's just control. They enjoy control. They enjoy controlling what everybody does in the world. They control most of the money, and you know, it's also a game to them, I believe. But, you know, they want to centralize all power. And I believe that spiritual forces, dark forces behind the scenes actually control the super global elite behind the scenes. So dark forces with satanic activity, I believe, actually control this from the ground, from the start. And I believe that it's all about bringing in a one-world government. And obviously we could see that the world is being positioned for a global government right now and a global leader. And I also study, Dr. Stan, I study Bible prophecy very, very much, and this book is also about Bible prophecy and the ancient prophecies about to be fulfilled. So I show how the New World Order is actually playing into the hands of Bible prophecy, and I believe that, Almighty God will use Bible prophecy because in his sovereignty and foreknowledge, he will use Satan's plan as a weapon against him. And I believe that God will use the New World Order conspiracy as a piece of the puzzle in fulfilling his sovereign end time prophetic word. So while these global leaders are doing all of this, God's going to allow it, and he's going to permit a period of time where globalization brings in a one world government and a one world leader. And I believe without question that one world leader will be the Antichrist.
And amen. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and you know, America's in real trouble. America's turned against God. Certainly, the policies put forward by our Supreme Court are to destroy the moral foundation of America. I mean, I'm so tired watching television and seeing two men in a passionate embrace or two women in a passionate embrace, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country. Certainly, we have pedophilia is rampant in our nation, even at the highest levels of our government, of the Catholic Church, and I'm sure it's in the Protestant Church as well. We have certainly the leader of the largest evangelical movement in America, the National Association of Evangelical Christians, with 30 million evangelical Christians following the leadership of a man named Ted Haggard, a cocaine-using homosexual. And believe me, that happened because the leaders of the evangelical church were homosexual and into pedophilia, just like the leaders of the Catholic Church. And I believe there's going to be terrible, terrible punishment for America because the good people of our country are not involved. What are your thoughts, John?
Well, absolutely, Dr. Stan. I mean, you know, the wolves, I call them the wolves, have definitely invaded the church world. And, you know, we have the Ten Commandments have been outlawed in public schools for decades now, and morality in our country has been redefined by a New Age belief system. And as we can see, the Bible's often scoffed at it. People call it an obsolete book, archaic. And, you know, you look at our educational system in America, it regularly contradicts everything the Bible teaches, you know, atheism, Marxism, and the New Age push. They basically hijacked the educational system. And what they do is they push an anti-Christian attitude. I mean, it's very clear and obvious to anybody who pays attention. You know, it's clear that the American people and the world are in dire need of spiritual nutrition. And, you know, the Bible is very clear in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And Psalm 111 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, Dr. Stan, until we get the fear of the Lord and preach biblical Christianity, we're going to have a lot of problems in our country, and I believe it's going to wax worse and worse. And you did mention that God is a God of judgment, and I believe that we are heading towards judgment right now and wrath judgments of God. And I believe, you know, my book is about the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, and about the future ancient prophecies to be fulfilled. And I believe the book of Revelation is very clear, and I believe it's a futuristic book, that some dire catastrophic moments are heading to Earth right, and very, very soon. And you know what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is that the world, we know that the world is being positioned for a global government and a global leader, and I believe that the Antichrist will be this global leader. But what's interesting, I believe, that Jesus foretold of unprecedented deception at the end of the age. And we're seeing that in everything right now, the economy, religion. We're seeing it in politics, and it's an everyday basis right now. But what's an interesting thought is that the church world is actually being positioned for Antichrist and the false prophet. And not too many people want to talk about that. But I believe that the church world itself is being set up to receive a false Messiah, the Antichrist, and a false prophet himself. Both of these are talked about in Revelation 13. And you can see that there are many different beliefs in Christianity today. One of them is preterism, that the belief that the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled in 70 AD. And I believe that preterism sets the world up and the church welled up to receive Antichrist and the false prophet. And I find that very interesting. And I believe Americans need to wake up and go back to true biblical Christianity and to begin to study their Bible.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there, have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But I believe we live in truly prophetic times. I believe, of course, the church has been infiltrated and undermined, and the teachings of the Bible and the fear of the Lord is no longer something that's stretched. When was the last time you went to church and heard anyone talk about the fear of the Lord and God bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him, as America has turned against God, and everything that is good and worthwhile and noble and worth? And what are we doing? Why, of course, we're just talking about same-sex marriage, how wonderful that is. And believe me, this is a total defiance of God and of God's plan for the world. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. The book this morning, Agents of Control, and John DiGiacomo has done a great job in this book, and certainly his gives us the background of what's really going on today. What sort of response have you had to the book, John?
Well, I've had a great response, Dr. Stan, especially for those who received the book or bought the book and read the book. And most of the people tell me they couldn't put it down and they read the book in 2 days. You know, it's very fast-paced and hard-hitting, and I look at it with a detailed panorama view of how I believe the end-time events will unfold with confirming scriptures. And many people said that for the first time in their life, they began to understand Bible prophecy and became clear to them. It sort of opened your eyes to why world events are occurring and what the Bible has foretold concerning the future. And you know, I believe I present it in a clear and a thorough way. And it offers an enlightening view of the coming apocalypse, and I believe it identifies man's only answer to globalization and the New World Order. So it's an exciting read. So it's a good feedback I've had, and I've actually got calls from even different communities of different nationalities saying that they were passing the book around, for example, in the Mexican community in Los Angeles, and people were getting blessed. So you know, I've had very good feedback.
Well, I think it's an excellent book, and I think it gives an overview of what's going on today that people really need to understand how you apply what we see every day on television to, of course, the prophecies and certainly God's plan for this time in history. And we do believe it's an important book. We're going to carry the book. We want people to have access to the book. And suddenly it's called Agents of Control, because there really are agents of control out there. They do control our government, and they make mockery of the electoral process. If you think you have a choice between the Democrats and the Republicans, no. You have the choice between two political parties they control, as they control the media, they control the financial system, and of course we're headed towards a terrible financial catastrophe, where most people, especially those with traditional investments of in stocks and bonds and certainly in annuities and pension funds, and well, most of them are going to be just totally wiped out because, of course, they're gone into this paper economy, paper money that has nothing behind it other than the integrity of the people who run the government. Our number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment. Don't be bashful, but I think this is an important book, and I'm hoping it'll have an excellent coverage. Not only that, it has a number of quotations in it that Sidney John took from my writings, which I appreciate so much, is helping to get our message out. And, of course, his message is very similar to our message, but he's covering it from a different point of view. So if you're out there, if you have a question or comment for John, but could it really be that we're moving towards a climax in history? Could it be that this wonderful government, country that we have, has been taken over by a small group of evil people who then have circumvented the ordinary controls, and because they control the media, they largely control what the American people think and who gets elected to political office? John, what can people do listening to what we're saying? What can people do who read your book?
Well, what they can do is for their own family life and for their own future, they can understand Bible prophecy and understand God's word and get back to biblical Christianity. Because unfortunately, so many churches, we have thousands upon thousands of churches in America that have basically tossed biblical doctrine out the window. And, you know, it's just a mad race to get people into the seats to fill church land. And we're seeing a syncretism or a blending of religious beliefs occurring. And that's the problem is because that's a result of a steady diet of half-truths and New Age rhetoric and propaganda and outright lies actually spoken from the pulpit. So in many ways, we could blame the pulpit for some of the problems in America today because they are not preaching hard-hitting biblical truth. So I encourage listeners out there today to get back to biblical truth and bring discerning into their lives and let God's Spirit lead them. You know, we need to understand what time we live in. You know, in the Old Testament, there was the tribe of Issachar, and the Bible said that the sons of Issachar understood the times they lived in and knew what to do. We need that type of anointing and gifting in our lives today, Dr. Stan, and we need to understand the time we live in and what's going on. And if we do understand the time we live in, we will know what to do. And, you know, the book gives you the answers how to overcome the New World Order and how to overcome globalism. And one of the best ways to do that, of course, is to get back to biblical truth and understanding of God's Word.
Well, of course, when I went to college, it was almost 65 years ago. Why, of course, they were using the University of California, which I attended, to indoctrinate the youth in socialism and collectivism and how the purpose of government was to provide for people. But it was at the same time they were infiltrating our religious seminaries because they wanted to change the message of the church. And they've done a wonderful job of it. And so many of our ministers, went into the ministry really believing, of course, in our, the divinity of our Lord. But the training that they got simply was to convince them that the purpose of the church was never to really address the real problems, it was to get people believing in a different type of Christianity. And the old teachings of the fear of the Lord and retribution for sin has simply gone by the wayside, and they've changed the very character of God. God loves everybody, but there's never any punishment for sin. There's no hell. We don't talk about hell anymore. That's something that's outlandish in our churches today. They've changed the message and the music of the Christian church. And it's about time people got back. And if you've got a good church, it's preaching the gospel and singing the great hymns and inspiring people to adhere to God's teaching. That's wonderful. But other churches like that are few and far between. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, it's so true, Dr. Stan. And, you know, like we were talking about the wolves earlier and who are leading part of the church world. And their goal is very clear, is to dismantle biblical Christianity and usher in a new paradigm shift or an apostate brand of Christianity. And, you know, we've talked before about the emerging church, and basically it's a blend of pagan practices and worldly compromise, and it appeals to the flesh and the senses. And that's what's filling the pulpits right now in thousands of churches, especially some of the mega churches. And, you know, the scriptures have been substituted by rhetoric, Christian rhetoric, fables, mysticism. And church programs, unfortunately, are put ahead of God's word. And most of the churches today are just about their own program, you know, cloaked in words that just resemble biblical humility or what have you. But the wolves definitely endeavor to bring in a global state religion. And that's where all this is heading, Dr. Stan. They're bringing in a global state religion and, you know, one world religion, a one world economy. And we're seeing that happen right now. But what you believe is going to affect your future. So people out there listening need to get back to biblical Christianity and find out what God actually says in the Bible and find a church that actually preaches his word. And, you know, what's interesting, I said earlier, Dr. Stan, that the church world is actually being positioned for Antichrist and the false prophet. I mean, you could see that right now with all the different teachings like the Christian Reconstructionist and kingdom theology and dominionism and what have you. And I began to take a close look at all this, and I actually talk about this in chapter 12 of my book. And, you realize that they're talking about world conquest, and they're talking about that the church world is going to take over the world and Christianize the world. Well, my book clearly states that that's the furthest thing from the truth. So if you're out there in a church that believes they're going to take over the world and they're going to Christianize the world before Jesus Christ comes, that's a false doctrine. And I want to warn people that you could be sitting right in church and be right in the line of danger because you're believing false theology and false doctrine. And unfortunately, Dr. Stan, there are literally hundreds of thousands of Christians sitting in churches today that have no idea of God's word because it's not preached at their church. And, you know, I like to call a lot of these religious people crafty religious self-promoters.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri-Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri-Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And back here in our computer network, our guest this morning, Don DiGiacomo, his book, Agents of Control. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. John, would you like to tell people how they can get to your website and get your information?
Sure. Go to John DiGiacomo, DeJacomo. .com, johndgiacomo.com. You could read articles on the website. You could purchase my book, or you can go to Dr. Stan Radio Liberty and purchase the book. I also have a P.O. box that's listed on the website, and you could email me or contact me, whatever you'd like, order the book, and read some of the articles that are on the site.
All right. Well, I think it's important people to understand that really, oh, we do have this small little group of people out there who really run the world. And certainly, John uses that wonderful quotation from David Rockefeller where he talks about the secret cabal that he's part of that run the world and how, you know, a lot of people are criticizing them. But look at how wonderful things are and how the level of living standards are rising throughout the rest of the world, and that really is true. They're raising the living standards in China and in India and in Malaysia and in Indonesia, and they're progressively lowering the living standards here in the United States. And, of course, eventually when the currency collapses and people lose their pensions and everything else, why? But then we'll have true equality. Everybody, the majority of the people in the world will be poor, and that's exactly what they want. And people said this couldn't be happening. And yet, of course, it's so obvious when you read the book, why, of course, there's many quotations from the people who run the world telling exactly what they're doing, but you'll never hear it discussed, certainly on the Rush Limbaugh program or Sean Hannity or the other people who mold so much of the what we believe and are looked upon as the conservative leaders of our time. Well, are you getting a lot of exposure on radio, John?
I did quite a few radio shows, Dr. Stan. At one time, I was for 1 week, I was on over 150-plus stations in 40-some states with a prophecy group, and then I've been on numerous other radio shows. I've been on your radio shows, and I've probably done at least 25 or 30 radio shows recently, and, you know, just getting this message out. And people do want to hear this because there are a growing segment of people out there in America and around the world who want to hear the truth and want to find out why things are going on and what's causing it. And the quote about David Rockefeller, it says, "We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept a new world order." He said that in 1991 at a Bilderberg meeting. And they've been working ever since to destroy the middle class. The Bilderbergs want to bring in a one-world government, a one-world economy, destroy the middle class, destroy Christianity, bring in an interfaith religion. They want to have re-education camps if you resist their plans. Of course, they want to destroy the U.S. Constitution and only have two classes of people, rulers and serfs. And they want to centralize power by a small global elite. And basically, they want to take your wealth away and destroy the middle class and eventually microchip every human being. And that's why things are happening right now. I mean, there's so many planned events going on. And in the book, I talk about Henry Kissinger, and he's talking about how crises are good because you can bring in the new world order because of crises. And we have to remember, Dr. Stan, and we must always remember this, that the Illuminati strategy is order out of chaos. So what they need to do is to make enough chaos to destroy the current system and bring in a new system or a new world order. And, you know, very soon I think we're going to see a serious currency crisis again. The last bailout was a disaster, as we remember, and most of the money went to China and other nations. But I believe that the U.S. dollar is definitely in jeopardy of being the world's reserve currency, and I believe that we're probably going to see a currency change over the next handful of years. It would not surprise me if they even try to bring in a global currency very soon. Some people say it would be called the Phoenix, and other people say it could be called the Bancor, B-A-N-C-O-R. But I think that very soon, as they continue to print way too much money, we're just going to see superinflation, and eventually the system will have to collapse, and that's exactly what they want to happen eventually.
I think it's so hard for people to think that there really could be these things going on in the world. I mean, we live in such a wonderful society, and yet, of course, Mr. Snowden, Edward Snowden now, has pointed out that they listen to all of your telephone conversations. They record them. They record the conversations of everybody in the entire world. I mean, anything that electronic, it's all recorded and kept. And, of course, this is why they're so furious with Snowden. We've known what was going on for a long period of time. But the fact that he was actually working at the highest levels of our government and points out that the people in Washington, these people work behind the scenes. And, of course, that's what John calls these agents of control. Well, they're not the government. They're the people who control the government. And they're monitoring everybody in America, everything that goes on. They know what you say. They know what you think. They know what you do. They know what you have. And it's all recorded for the time when they control everything. And they're doing the same thing in other countries as well. And the other countries are furious with what America is doing. But now, of course, it's all documented. That's why they're so furious with Snowden. He's validated what we've known for a long time and been trying to tell you. But if you're out there in the listening audience, are you really concerned? Our number is 877-254-7524. But these are the people who certainly want to control you, want to establish a dictatorship, but behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And that is what most people find so difficult to believe, that this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. Would you agree, John?
I couldn't agree more, Dr. Stan. I mean, so true. And, you know, Project Echelon has been spying on the British people and the American people for decades. And it reminds me of the late Hollywood filmmaker Aaron Russo. I think you probably heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
And he befriended Nick Rockefeller a few years back. And Nick Rockefeller made it very clear to Aaron Russo that the global elite's goal was to create a microchip population, which obviously is very interesting considering what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13. So shortly before his death, Russo was actually told by Rockefeller that the elite want to control the entire world. And back in 2008, the Bilderbergers actually met in Chantilly, Virginia. Recently, they just met in London this past June. But what they discussed in 2008 was to microchip the populace because they wanted to control the entire world, and they wanted electronic slavery. And then they talk about the death of money and, having everybody marked. And Revelation chapter 13 is very clear that eventually people in this world will be marked with the mark of the beast on their right hand or their forehead to control buying and selling. Obviously, the Bible warns never to take that mark. But, you know, we're seeing in every area of our life right now the things that we've been warning people about for decades actually happening right now, Dr. Stan. And what's also interesting is the regionalization of the world. And most people just ignore this, but over the last couple of decades, the world has actually been regionalized into 10 regions. And this is very significant because the prophet Daniel and the book of Revelation talks about the world being broken into 10 pieces or 10 bioregions. We're actually seeing that right now, Dr. Stan. And,
Well, the number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love to hear your thoughts. What do you think? Back in a moment here with Don Giacomo Rico.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
And back here for the last segment of our program this morning. Our guest this morning, John DiGiacomo. His book, Agents of Control, and basically, we live in a controlled society, and you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice, and they select the presidential candidates, and it really doesn't matter which one you select. The same policies always continue. America is intent upon bringing about a one-world government under the control of a ruling elite and the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies that the average individual really doesn't understand. He thinks that, oh, we're going to get a new president and things are going to be different, and then nothing changes. And you scratch your head and you say, gee, I wonder why nothing changes. Why we keep pushing towards this idea of a world government? Why America has troops in 130 nations throughout the world? Why America puts out almost half of all the money, I think about 40% of all the money put out for the military, is put out by the United States? Why are we doing that? I mean, is this for defending America? Of course not. But, of course, you've got to convince the American people, oh, we're defending America, defending freedom. No, we're pushing globalism. And nobody wants to say it. We're the leaders of America want to control the world. Why are we involved over in Syria? Why are we training the rebels? Why are we financing the rebels who've killed almost 100,000 innocent civilians? And where's the outcry from our church leaders? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. Do you have a question? Do you have a comment? Do you really care about what's going on, about all the people who've been killed in Egypt and in Syria and the hundreds of thousands we killed in Iraq in a senseless war? And what have we accomplished? Absolutely nothing. We got rid of this Saddam Hussein who we had installed there in 1979. We put him in power, but nobody ever wants to talk about that. John, what do you think is going to happen? What are your views on how this situation is going to unfold?
Well, like I said, we're going to go into regionalization very soon, and we're going to have 10 world leaders. I talk about that in the book, and we're going to see that probably in almost everyone's lifetime out there listening now. I don't think we're that far off. But we can see very clearly the dark system of Antichrist is fast approaching. Globalism is making sure that's going to happen, and the Bilderbergs, the Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and people behind our government are going to make sure that happens. The world is being actually conditioned and primed to receive this globalization, and they're going to be deceived, thinking that this is going to help everyone, that when the world unites, it will be a better place, but that's not going to be the case. We know that when they cry peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes. The Bible warns us about that. But, you know, we're being conditioned and primed, the world is, that is, to receive the mark of the beast, which we talked about earlier in Revelation chapter 13. And I believe, without question, Dr. Stan, the mark's going to be a diabolical instrument of power to control the masses, buying, selling, and what have you. It wouldn't even surprise me if there's a little added incentive to the mark of the beast. Is it possible that the mark of the beast will have something in it to actually control DNA or change DNA? For example, could they put something in the mark of the beast or a injection that's in conjunction with the mark of the beast that could actually prolong life or even promise eternity? In other words, promise hundreds of years on earth or whatever by changing the DNA. I mean, crazy things are going on right now, Dr. Stan. And I believe that the world is just heading to all of these unprecedented events that have never happened before on Earth, and deception will be everywhere. So we have to be very concerned that we're not deceived. And, you know, we have to make sure that we take heed of biblical prophecy and not be ignorant. We need to recognize what the world events are around us and why they're happening. And the only thing that enables you to do that, Dr. Stan, is to study Bible prophecy, because that will enable you to discern truth from lying wonders and from deception. And, you know, the Bible is very clear that without knowledge, people perish. And Hosea chapter 4 says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And all you have to do, Dr. Stan, is look around today and you realize that the controlled media is making sure that people have knowledge, but not the right kind of knowledge. So they have a lack of true knowledge. And unfortunately, that lack of knowledge is destroying millions of people around the world. And they don't recognize what's happening. And you know, shows like yours, Dr. Stan, have sounded alarm for decades and have woken up thousands of people around the world. But for the most part, the majority of people around the world have no idea what's going on. They just wake up, go to work, take care of family matters, and they expect life to just go on as it is. But there's going to be a lot of change ahead. I believe the global elite have a lot of change ahead. And, you know, the mark of the beast is coming. It will arise on planet Earth. There's no question about that. And I believe that most people will actually take this mark of the beast, Dr. Stan, and actually think it's a good thing. And that's the danger, because people don't study Bible prophecy. And, you know, I believe very soon the mark of the beast is going to be a reality to the world's masses. And are we going to be the few that are crying out, don't take the mark, or can we wake up millions and even billions of people around the earth? That remains to be seen.
Well, our job is to understand what's going on and to get the information out. The other, these ladies and gentlemen, they want to put a chip into everybody. They're going to find an excuse to doing it. Oh, it'll be to protect us against those wicked terrorists. But ladies and gentlemen, we finance the terrorism. We're financing the terrorists in Syria. When are people going to understand that this whole world terrorist movement is as phony as the threat of communism was, which was financed from its inception right here with the threat of Nazism, and it was American corporations, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, AT&T, IBM, Exxon, the others over there, building the weapons for the Nazis before and during the war so we could have a wonderful Second World War. And believe me, a Third World War is coming, but this one, I think, is going to be far different because it's going to impact upon everyone listening to this program today. My guest has been John DiGiacomo. His book, Agents of Control, and you can get the book by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's an important book, an important part of your armamentarium, and your job, ladies and gentlemen, is to understand what's going on and to convince others. Just ask them questions. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Try to get them to listen to our program. God bless you, John. Thanks. You've done a great job.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Bless you.
Bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Chan, if you enjoyed our conversation this morning with Father Giacomo, his book, Agents of Control, and you can get it by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. And he has a number of quotations from my book and from my programs, and as well as other important information from other people who are on the front lines of this battle, sounding the alarm. Of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We have a new product we're carrying. It's called PRI. It basically is a gasoline or diesel. You have to separate either gasoline or diesel, a preservative, and certainly one bottle will take care of 256 gallons of either gasoline or diesel, but you want to put it in to preserve it. Or if you have old gasoline or diesel, you want to rejuvenate it, why this certainly has helped, and according to the manufacturer, why it really helped to rekindle or reinvigorate old gasoline, old diesel. We're moving into difficult times, ladies and gentlemen. You need to make your preparations accordingly. And certainly we do hope many of you will lay in the supply of the health products you need. We do carry health products. I mean, the magnesium, everybody's deficient in magnesium. You need supplementary vitamin D3 because we don't get enough in the way of sunshine. Most of us are not out enough. And so the selenium, the vitamins, the other things that you need to boost your immune system. If you'd like a list of our health products, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and lay in a supply. You'll want to have them because, believe me, if something happens, why, you're not going to be able to distribute and disseminate the products that you will need to look after yourself and your family. When is it going to happen? I'm not certain, but I do believe that we're moving rapidly towards a climax in at least the history of our nation. And major cataclysmic events are looming. In fact, Netanyahu over in Israel is talking about it may only be a few weeks before they have to come to that red line with Iran, and basically they're going to have to do something to keep them from being able to create a nuclear weapon. If Israel were to attack Iran, why, of course, there's a very definite possibility that Iran would retaliate against the United States. And remember, one nuclear weapon over the center part of our nation would simply wipe out the electric system and plunge us back to the way we were in the 19th century. Is it possible? Well, I don't know what the plan is, but I do know that Iran is planning this. I do know that North Korea and Russia and China and other nations are planning on an attack on America. And could this be God's judgment? I don't know what's going to happen. But we need to be making preparations. If you would like our 4-tape set, this is on the threat of a nuclear of this type of an attack on America. We have an excellent 4-CD set, in my interviews with people on the threat of an EMP attack. We have an excellent DVD. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the 4-CD set or for the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, and then talk to others. Try to get them to understand that America certainly is in jeopardy today. There's a real possibility we could have serious complications in the not too distant future. Pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for religious liberty. And if you're in a position to help us, so tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Thank you. the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.